We're now going to go live to the Lebanese capital, Beirut, where Secretary General of the Lebanese Resistance Movement, Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, is making a speech on the occasion of Ashura.
Once again, just as last night, I would like to address you and express my great thanks to you for your turnout, for your high turnout. This turnout, which is up to the standards of your love and your commitment and loyalty. Brothers and sisters, I would like with all. When we visit and commemorate Hussein's memory, those who were martyred with Hussein on the 10th day of Muharram, you represent them in this era. Assalamu alaikum. You, those who want to achieve victory for the religion of law, you, the victors of the Prophet, you, may peace be upon you, you, the victors of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, Imam Ali. Also, assalamu alaikum, you, the victors of Fatima al-Zahra. Peace be upon you, you, the victors and supporters of Abi Muhammad Hassan ibn Ali. Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, you, the supporters of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. Peace be upon you, assalamu alaikum, you, the people of perseverance, of commitment, of firmness, of courage, loyalty, and of sacrifice. You today, you are proving once again that you indeed are the loyal followers of Zayn al-Abidin, may peace be upon him. Zayn al-Abidin, who stood in front of the butcher Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, whereby Ibn Ziyad threatened him with death, believing that this would terrorize or make Zayn al-Abidin afraid. But our Imam Zayn al-Abidin made his statement, which has become a lesson and a slogan and a path, whereby Imam Zayn al-Abidin said, "Are you threatening me with death? Death for us is something normal, and dignity for us is martyrdom from God." Today, we gather once again to renew, just as we do every year, renew our pledge and our allegiance to the master of the martyrs, to he who rejected being repressed, rejected humiliation, the master of the mujahideen, the master of the resistance fighters, and to listen with our ears, our hearts, and our minds, to listen to him when he stood on the 10th day of Muharram and said, "You have put me in front of two choices, and those in this era also are putting us in front of two choices between humiliation and standing up and fighting, and we are not the ones who are humiliated, who accept being humiliated." Allah doesn't want this for us, nor does the Prophet, nor do the believers. And the thousands of people don't want this for us, to bow down and be humiliated. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to take a lot of your time. Yesterday, I mentioned a lot of points. I mentioned a lot of what I should have spoken of. However, in brief, first of all, we declare on Ashura, we declare that we hold on to resistance. We hold on to the readiness and the capabilities of the resistance, to the weapons of resistance, the capabilities as a path, as a necessary path in order to protect our country and our people and the dignity of our people and the sovereignty of our nation and our riches and our resources, the resources of our country. Some in Lebanon always speak about the French resistance. They said that the French resistance after liberation handed over its arms. But they forget that the French resistance ended when the enemy ended, when the Nazi project ended. German Nazi, Hitler and his generals were eliminated. People were killed, others committed suicide, and hence the threat was eliminated and there was no need for resistance. But in this case here in Lebanon, the resistance liberated territories on the 25th of May 2000, but the enemy still exists and is still strong and still has ambition, still wants to take our water and our territories. The enemy is threatening and promising and is conspiring and collaborating and is preparing for wars. So, within such a scenario, in light of such a scenario, with the difference of emptying the arena for our enemy on Ashura, we say very honestly, as long as the reason for resistance still exists, as long as the threat of the enemy and the promises of the enemy still remain, still exist, then the resistance of Sayyid Abbas and Sheikh Raghib and Hajj Imad will stay in order to confront this threat, to confront these pledges, these promises of the enemy. Second, on Ashura, we must remind our Islamic Ummah, all the Islamic Ummah, we must remind this Ummah of the central cause, that of Palestine, that of the Palestinian people, the sanctities of the Ummah in Palestine. We must also stress that nobody, whatever be the internal circumstances, the difficult circumstances which this country or that country are witnessing, we must not abandon this cause. Nobody must abandon this cause. All Muslims must stand side by side with the Palestinian people in their sacrifices and in their pains, in their sufferings, and must provide the hand of assistance to the Palestinians so that they are able to liberate their territories and their sanctities with the support of the Ummah. Number three, we stress that we reject all forms of division and fragmentation in the Arab countries and in the Muslim countries, and we stress on the necessity to hold on to the unity of every country, of every nation, all territories, at the same time addressing the internal issues via dialogue and in a wise way, via political solutions, whether it be in Syria or Iraq or in Bahrain or in Yemen or in Libya or in Tunisia or in Egypt or elsewhere in the Arab and Islamic countries. Number four, our presence in Syria, our presence, the presence of our fighters and our mujahideen in Syrian territories, is, as we said on more than one occasion, this aims to defend Lebanon and to defend Palestine and to defend the Palestinian cause and to defend Syria. Syria, which supported, was a pillar of the resistance, is a pillar of resistance, in order to confront all the dangers represented by this international regional takfiri campaign and assault against Syria and against this region. Frankly speaking, as long as the reasons exist, then our presence will remain over there. The problem in Lebanon is always that they always try and transform the result to a reason. Those who speak about our withdrawal, and let me be clear here, those who speak about our withdrawal, about Hezbollah's withdrawal from Syria as a precondition to form a Lebanese government, they are putting, or they are imposing, an impossible precondition, and they know that this is an impossible precondition. They know this, and everybody must also know that we do not compensate, we will not bargain Syria's presence and Lebanon's presence and the Palestinian cause and the resistance and the resistance axis. We will not make this part, bargain this with some post in the cabinet. will not exchange this for some cabinet post. Everybody knows we are not in the process of bargaining. When there are strategic existential dangers posing a threat to the people and countries and governments of the region, then this is a lot higher, a lot more important, on a higher level than being mentioned as a precondition for participation in the Lebanese government. I call on the other Lebanese side to be realistic. They always propose these impossible preconditions. Previously, they said you must hand over your arms for us to be together in the government. Then they said we want guarantees. We won't participate in a government which provides a gather with weapons. But we aren't even requesting from you any cover for the weapons or any cover for the resistance. Never did we make such a request, nor are we doing it now, nor shall we do so in the future. And now they say that we will not participate with you in a government in order to cover, for this government to cover your presence in Syria. And I respond by saying we don't need your cover for our presence in Syria, before, now, or in the future. We don't need any such cover. So let them behave realistically and let them set aside these impossible preconditions, and let us see how we can address our problems in Lebanon. Number five, we must also underscore on Ashura, on this day, on the day whereby Abi Abdullah al-Hussein was martyred for the sake of the religion of his grandfather Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and for the sake of the ummah of his grandfather Muhammad, the ummah of the Muslims. We must underscore on our Muslim brotherhood. As Muslims from different sects, believers of different sects, especially Sunnis and Shia, and we say that the problem of the Takfiris is with all the Muslims. And what gives evidence and credibility to what I'm saying is what we're seeing in the Muslim countries and what the Sunnis are being subject to in Iraq and in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Somalia and Tunisia and elsewhere. The harm being done to them by the Takfiris. This danger threatens everyone, Muslims, Christians. And if we cooperate and collaborate, we can confront this challenge and we can isolate it and eliminate it. Number six, we stress on the day of Ashura, the day of humanity, the day of the message which came from the sky. We must stress on our national unity as Lebanese, and we must stress on our coexistence and our common destiny. And we call for all forms of meeting together, of unifying, of being open despite the disagreements and divisions, so that we can save our country and achieve for our people some of their aspirations, fulfill some of their aspirations, like a life, a dignified life. Brothers and sisters, on Ashura, Hussein, may peace be upon him, you came here in order to respond to the call of your master, of your imam, of your leader, and your idol. And we, just as every single year, we end our commemorations by answering to this call. We responded before as resistance movement when we defended Lebanon. We respond once again today to this call as a time where we are defending our ummah and the unity of our region, the people of the region, and the resistance axis. And so we will continue to raise our voices and shout out loud, responding to the call of Imam Hussein, and say, we are at your service, Imam Hussein. Once again, I express my thanks to you, my condolences to you, and may God reward you. And once again, we renew our thanks to the Lebanese army, to all of the security, to the official security services, to all the brothers and sisters who pursued exceptional efforts last night and today and throughout the last 10 days and nights. And we pray to God that He accept from us We praise to God. We express our thanks to God. We praise God. We hope and we pray to God that He grant us everything. He grant us what we are requesting. We pray to God that we be with Hussein and the companions of Hussein who refuse to abandon Hussein. Assalamu alayka Abi Abdullah, son of the Prophet of God, Imam Hussein. May peace be upon you and all those who were martyred in your cause. Praise be to you. As long as I am alive, I will continue to praise you, and I pray that this not be my last commemoration of your memory. Now, all of you, shout out loud, Salamu ala Hussein, meaning praise be on Hussein, praise be on Ali, son of Hussein, praise be on the children of Hussein and the companions of Hussein, and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Live from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, was delivering a speech on the occasion of Ashura, the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein III, Shia Imam and grandson of Prophet Muhammad. Just in summation, we'll go through his comments. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said that he appreciated the high turnout on the Ashura ceremonies and emphasized that as long as the reason for resistance still exists, then the resistance will continue to strive. He also said that lessons can be extracted from the battle of Karbala and the stance on the day of Ashura, stated that we must remind the Islamic Ummah of the central cause of today's resistance and the sanctity of the Ummah in Palestine, which must not be abandoned. He spoke of Syria as a pillar of resistance, and he ultimately closed his comments by chanting, praise be upon Hussein and praise be upon his companions. That was Secretary General